introduced the most radical school of psychology in 40 years. This rapidly expanding approach is UK-based and dates just from the mid-1990s. The Emotion audio series can complement your human-given therapy, but can also be used as part of a self-help standalone program. I am Andrew Richardson and the director of the London Human Given Centre. In this download, you will learn of the three factors which create and maintain virtually all depressions. You will also be able to identify the importance of each of these as contributing to your depression. And there is advice and tools and therapy to heal yourself, and so give you the confidence deep within that you will never again experience a serious depression. Please ensure that when listening to the rest of this, you are not operating machinery or driving or engaging in any other activity which requires your concentration. Depression is a word bandied about a lot, and many will talk of being depressed when just feeling down or blue. But those who have really experienced depression know in their bones that a depression is much more than this. They will talk of feelings of utter hopelessness, of being completely overwhelmed, or of being enveloped in a mood of black despair. Often this is a palpable physical feeling of blackness, of tightness, of heaviness and stuckness. And it is horrifying to experience. There is little pleasure or motivation, and life seems to be a round of low energy and continuous, awful, anxious feelings. Well, does this talk to you? Can you recognize something there that you understand because you have experienced this yourself? The first of the three factors that create and maintain a depression revolves around your sleeping. And by understanding this connection, you can also understand how the brain manufactures depression feelings. And you can then know what you can do immediately to reduce the brain's power to hurt you and weaken you. And you will realize that a depression is not genetic or an affliction of your brain, and that you can overcome it. You need to know a little bit about why you dream. And we dream for a very simple reason: to let go of the emotions that came up that day for us and that are still there at the end of the day, unresolved and incomplete and nagging away at us and filling us up and clogging us up. And by being able to let go of these emotions every night by dreaming, those vital emotional templates are kept in good working order for when we really need them next. And dreaming dissolves the strong unresolved emotion of that day by acting the emotion out in our dreaming imagination. The effect is a bit like a circle being completed. Just imagine for a moment that you were worried today about something, but then took action to resolve the worry, and so found that the worry feeling just disappeared. Then your capacity to worry, which we all need to make sure we can guard ourselves against potentially adverse future events, would be ready and waiting when next called upon. But what if you went to bed that night with the worry still nagging away at you? And how would it be if this was happening every day? Well, in time, you would find that you could not make use of your worry emotion. It would be a bit like having to eat three-course dinners one after the other. You would fill up and eventually feel as if you would burst. And so to avoid this, we humans have evolved to dream, to act out a metaphorically similar completing experience, and so let go of the emotion. Dreaming is your emotional flush toilet, so you are empty and alert for the next day. But dreaming takes up a lot of energy, and so you can be overloaded if you have to dream a lot, because you are worrying and ruminating and anxious all the time that day. And that is why depressed people will be woken up by a brain which can dream no more, in a state of exhaustion, with no energy.